Well, today I'm going to be talking about faith again.
我们要再谈这个信心。
You may say, or maybe particularly the group that I have on Friday, why are we talking about faith so much?
那我们当中有人参加星期五的那个只有英文的哈, 或许说, 妈咪啊,你怎么老是谈信心呢?
Well, I want to tell you, I am emphasizing faith for two reasons.
那我有两个理由要来特别强调信心。
One of them is without it, you cannot please God.
第一个,没有信就没有办法讨神的喜悦,没有让神喜悦。
You can read your Bible, you can give your tithes, you can do all kinds of different things, but without faith, it doesn't please the Lord.
你读经,你祷告,你做很多服事,但是这是绝对的条件,没有不行的,就是没有信心,就不能讨神的喜悦。
So you see, our faith is very important.
所以信心是太重要了,非常重要。
The second reason why I
第二个理由,为什么我要再强调信心?
Is that Jesus said, when I come back to this earth, he promised he's coming, will I find faith?
耶稣曾经预告,说当我再回来的时候,我找到很少人是有信德的。That
means the closer we come to the time when Jesus comes back after all the things are over, will he find faith? That means faith is going to be tested and tried and stretched until many, many will fall away and lose their faith.
我们靠近耶稣再来时间已经很紧迫,很快了,我们可以从这个时代看到。那么意思是说呢,他到的时候会很难得找到真的有信德的人,就是不多。那为什么呢?因为我们的信心经过 一个过程之后呢,就好像被筛选一样,就好像被试验,有的人就随流就飘走了,就是他,我们会经过一些试炼,一些考验。So
you might say, well, that's the end time, but probably we're not in the end time.
那你说,那可能还久吧,那个末日还久吧,我们可能还没有到那里吧。But
I'm afraid the signs in the Bible tells us we are in the end times.
那我从圣经的角度来看的话，我们真的是在末世了。Now
I'm not going to go into that any great length, but two things happened this week within a 7-day period, I believe, or maybe a 10-day period, that really shakes those who are that study prophecy.
我跟你提两件最近在7到10天里面发生的这个新闻事情，真正的时事。
Now, Daniel in the Old Testament and John in the New, writing the Revelation, and Daniel prophesying, said that in the last days before the Antichrist comes, the temple will be built in Jerusalem.
两本很相关的这个预言,先知预言,就是旧约的但以理。 还有新约的最后一本书启示录约翰写的。那这当中有一件事情就是说呢，在耶稣快来的时候呢，这个末世的时候就是这个第三个圣殿要在耶路撒冷被建起来。Now
the Israelites are completely ready for the temple. It wouldn't take a matter maybe of a year to build it maybe. Everything is ready for it.
以色列人呢，他们早放在心上，所以呢，很早就在准备那些材料。 预言这个练习那个仪式，就是以前旧约那个所有在圣殿里面所有的一切，他们早就准备差不多了。
In other words, I'm saying all they have to do is put up the building itself, and that doesn't take a lot when they're all prepared.
我知道连那个牛，就是没有点的牛，都已经找到了。那他们呢，就只缺一个东西，就是那个外面那个圣殿的这个。
Now the Jews want to build it where the old temple was, which is on the Temple Mount.
犹太人他们要建的圣殿是完全要依据以前地点，还有它的格式都要一样。But
they have not been able to do it because the Muslims have a temple, in fact, two buildings there.
唯一的难处是什么呢？就是那里有一个早建在那里的这个回教士在那里。
And for the last years, they've been saying that this is a sacred temple to the Muslims.
所以呢,回教呢,他们说呢,这个耶路撒冷是我们的圣地, 他不容许他们建其他圣殿的哈。
And they know Israel knows it would be a war if they would try to build it now.
意思是说呢，如果犹太人坚持要建这个第三个圣殿的话，就一定要打仗。
Something happened. There's a country called Saudi Arabia.
那过去呢，就是这个 Saudi Arabia 怎么讲？阿拉伯。
Arabia.
Okay. Yeah.
It is the power country of Muslim center of religion.
那这个呢？这个国家呢是很纯的、很强烈的这个回教国家。
Their sacred things are in that country.
那他们呢？他们呢？对于这个他们的回教的圣地是很注重的。
This week, they announced.Well, some of those that have a lot of influence announced that the mosque in Jerusalem is not their sacred place.
竟然在上个礼拜多以前宣布说，我们不认为耶路撒冷是我们的圣地。
And some of them, one of them, I think several maybe, actually said,They're looking forward to Israel building their temple there.
甚至呢，他们有人也在期待说，看着以色列犹太人怎么把第三个圣殿建起来。
Now this rocks the Muslim world.
那这个对于这个回教的世界里面
，because it was the Palestinians because they wanted to keep that that said this was such a sacred place.
是巴勒斯坦那里的人自己说，我们不能让犹太人建这个圣殿。
And now the central part of Muslims are saying, no, it's not that.
但是呢，现在这个回教的这个核心哈，这个国家呢，说不是的，不是那里。
No one ever dreamt this would happen.
有谁会想到是这样子的呢？
And we don't know where it's going to go, but it may make it so that Israel can start building their temple.
所以从这里开始，以后怎么发展我不知道。但是呢，这个就给我们点了一个好像一个线索说呢，这个圣殿是可行的，建第三圣殿是可行的。
Just watch the news and see if that happens.
我们就等着看吧。
The second thing that happened this week.
那第二件事情这个礼拜
was the Pope made an announcement.
教皇宣布
，The Pope is saying that we need to have a one world central government.
这个教皇强调。我们叫教皇他就等于一个国家一样哈，而且他带着宗教的权柄。他说呢，我们一定需要有一个世界的这种秩序。
He's saying that the world cannot go on like it's going.
因为呢，这个世界改变的情况呢，我们不能再像以前一样。
Because of the things like the pandemic and how the weather is going, climate change and that type of thing. He said, we've got to get together as one world so that we can fight these things.
所有现在所发生的这种灾变也好，或者是疫情也好，都是全球性的。所以他说，我们要连接起来，成为一种秩序，来一起来面对这个世界的改变。
And we know that Daniel also said there has to be a one world government.
那你从但以理书就看到说，那你就提到说全部会结合起来成为一个好像不是国家但是是一个联合体的一种世界秩序。
And in that one world government, there's going to be a man that is going to bring the one world religion to help.
那么当中就会出现一个领袖就会成为全世界的宗教领袖或政治领袖。
Now, I don't know how far this is going to go or how long it will take.
到底多久会看到结果呢？
And I don't know if these are really going to make that much difference, but it looks like.
那这个世界会因为这样这些说法改变吗？我也不知道。
We're moving very close to it.
但是我们就发现整个的趋势就是向着圣经的预言在走了。
So if that's true, then we must hold on to our faith.
如果你认为这是真实的，那是不是我们对我们的信心的这个这个考验上面的这个问题呢，要看得更紧，要更注重。
Now, let's talk about faith a little bit.
那我们就来谈一下这个信心。
We can compare faith to several different things.
我要把这个信心呢，把它等同一些另外的一个情况，让我们更了解信心。
Now, what is our hands?
你的手是做什么的呢？
Our hands receive things.
手是接受东西的，做事情的，给东西的。
Now, faith, we can compare it to our hands.
那我们把这个我们的信心就比喻成等于是我们的手一样。
You see, faith is the hand that receives the gift of God.
首先呢，你从神
makes us rich.
接受他给我们的恩赐。
We see this in John 1:12.
约翰福音第一章十二节，凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐给他们权柄，做神的儿女。
John said, "But as many as receive him, that means reach out to take him."
这个接待的意思呢，是说你需要你接受他。
To them he gives power.
然后他就赐给我们权柄。
When you receive that faith,
你当你
which is the sense of being born again and our faith in him.
当你伸出双手来接受耶稣的时候呢，你同时得到权柄。
We receive something.
那所以后面说信他名，就把这个接待跟信就连接在一起了。
He gives us power.
他给我们权柄。
And that's the ability to do something. Power is the ability to us to be able to do something.
一方面领受，一方面你是可以做的，你的双手是可以做的，有权柄可以做的。
Now, what is this power that he has given us?
那这个权柄是什么呢？
To become the sons of God.
是神的儿女。
To them that believe or have faith
on his name. 当你相信，等于说你接待了耶稣之后呢？你就得到了神儿女的权柄。
Faith is like an eye.
那我们也把我们的信心比喻作眼睛。
Faith is the eye that looks into the unseen. We can't see it.
当你相信的时候，你会发现你看到一些别人看不到的。
It's not a part of this earthly thing that we can feel, taste, smell.
不是肉体的眼睛可以看到、可以感受到的。
These things which are beyond our human understanding.
绝对是超乎你能理解的。
So that is faith. It's that I. Now Hebrews 11:1 said, "Now faith is confidence."
所以希伯来十一章第一节说，信心就是有实底的，有确据的。
What kind of confidence in what we hope for?
你所盼望的。
We hope because the Word of God tells us this is what it's going to be. We're hoping for that.
什么叫做所盼望呢？就是如果神在圣经里面有讲说会怎么样的话，那你就可以去期待去盼望。
But Paul tells us it's more than that. It's the assurance about what we do not see.
对你没有见到的事情，你有一个确定，有一个肯定，有把握。
So we see that faith is a confidence.
所以从这里我们看到信心是因为你的眼睛看到别人看不见的，所以你就有一个确据。
A deep confidence in that hope, and then the assurance, though we can't see God.
而且这个确据是一个就是你知道一定会发生的哈，就是有盼望的。
We can't see Jesus anymore.
你没有办法用肉眼见神或见耶稣。
In a sense, we can't see the Holy Spirit in a human body.
甚至呢，圣灵跟我们在一起，我们也看不到。
But our faith grips hold of it.
但是你的信心可以让你看到。
It's like it's our spiritual eyes that see, and it gives us a confidence and a hope that we know God.
信心开了我们灵里面的眼睛。让我们看到神，而且看到神要给我们的盼望。
Now faith is the heart's response.
好，我们现在也把信心比喻成等同我们的心。
You see, it's our response is not used in any what shall I say physical way. We can't write it. We can't just speak it. It goes to and the heart is the center. It, the heart represents.The center of our spiritual life.
那我们知道心好像也不会说出来帮你做事情或有什么行动哈。但是呢，这个心呢，常常在圣经里面指向我们的灵的这个，我不能讲部分啦，指向我们的灵哈。那么刚才他有讲一句，我没有翻的是，我们的心是用来回应的。
So it's with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth.That you profess your faith and are saved.
当你心里有相信的时候，你一定会去回应。这里这一句话，罗马书十章十节说，人心里相信就可以称义，口里承认 就可以得救。意思是说呢，你需要把你的心里面所领受的，不能偷偷藏着，拿出来用口把它承认出来，那是一个回应。
So wonderful thing, my heart believes it.
我心相信了。
And because of that, I am justified.
因为这样我就被称义了。
And then it's going to be an outward with our mouth confessing it.
那有心就有口了哈，就从新开始，那口就会讲出来这些信心所相信的事情，或者是你所啊领受的。
And then of course we start our Christian walk.
那这样的话，我们就开始我们这个啊属灵的基督徒的这种啊我们的行程。
By our belief, by our receiving, we know that Jesus is in.Has forgiven us, and we're a child of God.
从刚才那三个经节，我们看到我们接受啊，然后呢，我们看见了我们，然后我们回应了之后呢，我们已经非常的稳固，说我是神的儿女，我得救了。
But then we have to live life.
那接下来呢，我们还是要在世上生活。
So faith is the inner man's.Reliance or trust.
那接下来这个、
Lord Jesus.
啊，就是我们要从这里开始走，走完我们的这个天路历程的这段时间呢，我们需要有依靠。
In 2 Timothy 1:12, Paul tells us so clearly how he does it.
提摩太后书第一章十二节很清楚告诉我们，我们依靠的是谁呢？
Now Paul had suffered a lot in his body.
我们知道保罗讲这句话的保罗，他的肉体上的
a whole list of things
受的苦难很多哈，他常常把它记成一大篇，说我经过什么苦难
，stoned, beaten, shipwrecked, all types of things.
不管是被打啊，或者是被丢石头，反正各种逼迫，他是接受很多的。
And because of his faith in God and what God has done to him, for he said for the which cause I also suffer these things. So let me stop for a moment and say, we're not going to get to heaven on a flowery bed of ease or sitting in a rocking chair.
那我要提醒的是说，因为在这里保罗在这个提摩太后书第一章十二节说哈，我也受这些苦难，意思是说呢，我们从信了之后，我们有确据之后，我们有神之后呢，我们不是在那边坐摇椅摇摇摇就摇到天堂去了哈，我们是要一样要面对苦难的。
So we're recognizing we're going to suffer through something.
有些事情来的时候我们是有难处的。
But he said, nevertheless, I am not ashamed.
但是
for I know in whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day.
我们请注意保罗讲的话，我不以为耻。他说我受的苦难，我不以为耻。意思是说呢，我因为信神，然后我还会受苦难，我没有觉得羞耻，没有觉得好像跟我的信心怎么会这样呢？他没有，他说我不以为耻，因为知道我所信的是谁，而且也深信他能保全我所交托他的。
Paul was treated like a criminal many times.
那保罗到后面的后半生呢，几乎就是以一个囚犯的。
He didn't care about his reputation. He said, "I'm not ashamed of that."
他是一个囚犯的这个名义了哈。等于说呢，他说我不以为耻。我以前本来是一个那么优秀的人，现在我变成囚犯。
Because he had gotten hold of God, and he said, "I know. Not only do I know, I am persuaded."
好，这里有一个字，英文说呢。我有一种坚信，有一种信念，知道所信的是谁，也深信。那个深信就是说，我好像有一个自己的信念，不会改变的信念在里面。
As the world, as Satan, as our flesh come after us with all kinds of temptations, hurts, and problems, just be persuaded that you know what God has done for you.
不管这个世界或者是这个掌权的魔君或我们自己的挣扎怎么样来冲击我们，我们深信他能保全我所交付他的。
You see, faith is the link. It's the thing that ties us or connects us with Jesus and with our Father.
当我们有这种信心的时候呢，我们等于是有一个直接的一个连结，连接到谁身上呢？连接到我们的父神啊，刚才那首歌靠近父神的怀中，父神还有我们的救主耶稣的身上有个直接的连结。
And without it, we can't even have an audience in the throne room as a child of God. We must go in faith believing.
那我们是绝对没有办法用其他的方法，只有相信才可以到这个地步。
It's that connecting link between us and God.
等于说呢，我们常现在讲链接，链接哈，就一指就过去了哈，这个很方便的哈。就像这样子，你跟神跟耶稣基督就借着这个信心呢，就连接，紧紧的连接在一起了。
When that link is broken,
那当这个链接没作用了
，it severs the connection. It breaks the connection.
等于说呢，如果他呢有问题了，那么等于说这个连结就没有了，就连不起来了。
Now Hebrews 10:22 tells us this.
那希伯来书十章二十二节这样说
：Let us draw near to God with a sincere heart.
我们要用诚心跟充足的信心来到神的面前。
And even a step further with full assurance.
充足的信心。
That faith which faith brings to us.
好，记得哦，这是到神的面前哦，这是靠近在神的面前。刚才那首歌说靠近在神的怀中，这个是你的诚心跟再进一步非常丰满充足的信心。
When I know that that link is there,
那等于说呢
that link is holding.
因为你的信心跟诚心呢，跟这个神跟主耶稣是紧紧连结的。
I can sincerely go to God with great assurance.That I can talk to him, bring my petitions, commune with him.
你就可以很坦然的，而且呢，能够倾心吐意的跟他说话。
Now, why can we do that? The rest of the verse tells us. Having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilt of conscience and having our bodies washed with pure water.
要跟神这样子完全坦然敞开的说话，有一个先天条件。就是像前面哈，他这个是从后面先讲我们的翻译啊，十章二十二节希伯来书，我们心中天良的亏欠已经洒去了， yes. 已经被洗干净了，身体用清水洗净了。
I have an overly active conscience.
比如啊，我自己本身有一个过敏的良心。
It has at times it has hurt me very much. The devil has used it on me.
那过敏的良心就像我们有过敏的病症一样哈，让魔鬼有地步来攻击我。
But when we can go before God and our conscience knows that we love Him and we love our brothers and that we're serving Him, that conscience is clear and we can go with all the guilt gone.
但是我们有一个很清晰的良心知道说我就是要主，我就是爱主啊！不管这个魔鬼带给我什么心思来攻击我，来批判我啊，来毁损我，但是我就是爱主，我心里面知道，然后我也知道说我的罪是借着耶稣基督把我洗清洁了，所以这个就足够让我有诚心跟充足的信心来到神的面前。
Let's think of it also as faithIs the wire along which the electricity of God's power runs and communicates itself with us.
那接下来呢，我们来说信心呢，等于好像这个电线跟这个插头的关系。
You know that it's the wire that's connected upright that we can turn the light on and dispel the darkness.
那么当你的电线的一头是插在插进去的。然后另外一头有电灯也好，或各种电器用器也好，那么这一条线一连接上，它就可以用了。
So our faith is that wire that's connected with heaven.
就好像那条电线，我们就两头哈，一头我们，一头上面，然后我们就是连接在一起的。
Galatians 3:5, Paul tells them clearly. So again, I ask, does God give you His Spirit and work miracles among you because of your works of the law?Or by you believing with what you hear.
在这里保罗加拉太书第三章第五节告诉我们，他说呢，赐给我们的圣灵在我们中间行了很奇妙的异能。因为什么？因为我们的行为很好吗？行律法吗？不是，是因为我们听信了福音。
Now our works are powerful. They can be very powerful in our life. And we may do lots of works.
因为我们有信心呢，我们会有很多很奇妙就是由圣灵来做的一些行为，很有能力的。
We may go by the Ten Commandments and live very well by them.
那我们呢，因为这样呢，我们就可以守律法，不是守律法， 才能够行义呢？而是因为我们有这个奇妙的能力跟神连接，所以我们才可以守住神要我们守的律法。
The Jews have done that for thousands of years.
那我们知道犹太人是从来守不住的。
Today the Jews believe that because they don't have their temple, that doing good works is what connects them with God.
你知道吗？犹太人因为没有圣殿呢，所以他们就转向另外一个方向，就我们做好事，哈，就好像一个良善的夫子，良善的那官一样，哈，那个副官一样，哈，他说我都守了。
But he said, no, it's by believing what you heard. What God has done for you, you believe what the word of God says.
不是的，你的行为会有一个全能，有一个从圣灵来的全能，是因为你相信了福音。
By faith is how we please God.
借着你的信心，神就喜悦。
It's what we might say in the Old Testament was the sweet offer of the incense.
那这个信心呢，就好像一个很香的一炷香一样，就烧到天上去了。神很喜欢，闻起来很香。
I think you can see that when your child or when somebody says to you, "I have faith in you."
那当有人对你说因为 child say to
a child may say it or a person may say it.
Oh, okay, 哈。像你的儿女啦，或者是其他人说对你说，哎，我很信任你，我对你呢，我很信任。
That makes you feel when they have faith in you, it does something to build up something inside.
那你会觉得你什么样的感受呢？一定里面有一种喜悦，对不对？
You know what it
does? 喜悦。
It pleases you.
那让你很喜悦。
And that's what God said.
讨你的喜悦，神就这样讲。
When faith comes up to me,
你有信心到我这边来的时候。
It pleases me.
就让我心里很喜悦。
It's just like you've offered up the sweet sacrifices.
就好像你献了一个我很喜悦的祭一样，到我的面前。
That's how much our faith means to our Father.
那这个呢，父亲要他儿女的是什么？就是信心，一个绝对条件，也是唯一条件。
Then we see that faith is the operator which causes the feet to run in glad and swift obedience.
那么这个信心呢，会指向，会等于什么呢？等于我们的行为上面的一种顺服。
See, obedience is to do.
顺服就是要做出来。
Now, let's notice, with the children of Israel, when they went around Jericho, what happened?
那我们知道以色列过这个约旦河的第一仗是怎么样？是耶利哥城，对不对？
Let me refresh your mind.
那我们稍微复习一下。
God told Joshua, and that was a big fortified city.
那这个城市呢，就是把以色列犹太人驱走吓倒的一个城市。
I don't think they had a thing that they could have gone that they could have pierced those walls at all.
墙很大，人也高大，什么都很强壮。
But he said, Joshua, he's going to give him the city.
但是神就跟约书亚明讲说，这个城市是你们的。
Now this is what I want you to do, Joshua.
那我要你这样做。
Now, I want to get all your arms and all this and get everything. No, he said, all I want you to do is to walk around the city for 7 days.
那神就给他一个战略，就是我怎么样，你们要怎么打这个城。神的这个计划是说你们要绕城7天。
The first 6, you just walk around once.
每一天，刚开始每一天绕一次。
Now, on the last day, you walk around 7 times and give out a shout at the end.
最后一天的时候，第七天的时候呢，要七次，要绕七次，然后大声的喊叫。
Now, what kind of armament was this? What kind of a plan was this in man's eyes?
这个，如果你是一个战略家，你想这是一个什么战略呢？
Walk around the city? That's stupid.
那么大的一个城绕它
，How can you win a war
just walking around the city? 一圈一圈的绕
walking around the city?
怎么样可以在这个城外面这样绕呢？
But Joshua said, okay.
那约书亚就顺服了。
And he told them how to form their lines. He said, we're going to walk around once for the first 6 days.
那他就把神要他做的一一的告诉他的百姓，每一天绕一圈刚开始。
Now the men were up on the wall because that was their job to keep watch.
你可以想象啊，那个他们在绕的时候，那个墙上面是有一些是在守城的那些军人。
And when, maybe when they first saw them and saw this crowds of people behind them, there may have been a little fear.
那些上面看的人，看这些人在做什么，也没有拿武器，也没有什么， 他们是不是会有一种怀疑或害怕呢？
But as they approach,
人太多了。
They just kept walking.
但是看他们有没有做什么。
All around the city.
然后就一直走，一直绕。
Now that was a long walk.
那可是一个长远的一个
that wasn't just a small city.
走很远的哈，要绕很久的哈。
And they're walking, and that's people looking down on them, thinking they're crazy.
然后上面的人呢，会怎么想？想说他们是不是？
Sometimes people feel we're crazy.
那你要知道，当你有信心的行为的时候呢，有时候别人对你也有争议的哈。就你在做什么呢？
The Lord's able.
那你心里知道说，因为我信的是神，我听的是神的话。
And we do something, they think, why are you doing that? When you could have made so much more money, why are you just preaching the gospel?
有人说你干嘛别的事不去做，去做这种什么传福音啊，或做什么呢？你怎么那么傻呢？
Or there's many ways that they laugh at us.
有时候呢，很多方面的基督徒会被别人看起来很好笑。
But the first day, the second, on to the sixth day, they marched around one time.
那第六天每天一次。
Now when they come to the seventh day,
来到第七天的时候。
Now I think that was going to be strenuous.
那个更难了。
Going around the city once may have not been so hard.
一次的话绕完就好了。
But going around seven times?
绕七次。
I don't know how big the city was, but I know it had to be a good, pretty good size.
你可以想象一个国家的城墙有多大。
And
虽然他们的国不是比例不是很大了。
As that great amount of people going around, I believe there might have been some there that was sort of murmuring and complaining.
你觉得在当中走的人是不是有人已经在抱怨啊，然后已经走不动了呢？
What good is this? Six times we've already been around.
已经绕了六天了，有没有发生什么事？
And as they march, my feet hurt, my back hurts.
我的脚痛了。
But they kept marching.
还是继续走。
And they kept marching.
继续走。
Until when that seventh time,
一直到。
And they gave one loud scream or holler out,And the wall collapsed.
一直到完成了第七次之后呢，他们大声叫的时候呢，墙倒了。
You see, the end of their faith was obedience.
那这个信心，它的最后的这整个信心的一个表达就是顺服。
And we have to recognize that obedience goes hand in hand with faith.
意思是说呢，信靠跟顺服是一体的两面，它是分不开的。
They're companions.
他们是同伴。
They run together all through our Christian life.
就像你的两只脚一样，一边信靠，一边顺服，左脚右脚，真的，你的全部的这个信徒的这个圣徒的这个过程呢，都是在信靠顺服，信靠顺服。
Obedience begins with submission.
那这个所谓的顺服，就是说你开始心里面驯服下来。
That's a heart.
你的心里面先驯服。
That's when I say I will. I have given over my will. I will, Lord.
等于说呢，你不再做主了。你说主啊，我让你做主，然后我好的，我愿意，我的心里愿意。
Then we go to perform it.
那你心里愿意的驯服下来，就你的意志驯服了。接下来呢，你需要有一个行为的顺服，真的去做。
You know where there's no obedience, there's no faith.
如果你发现你的人生呢是你的这个信主的人生是没有顺服的，那么我要说你是没有信的。
I think the Hebrews 11 chapter where it gives a whole list of men and women who lived through life.
问你可以看那个希伯来书第十一章，所有的例子告诉你，从历史上所有的例子告诉你，都是因为他们有信心，也有顺服的行为。
And they talked about how they marched along. They didn't always see the thing God promised them.But it was up ahead, but they believed and they kept on going.
没有信的人看不到神在做工，可是有信的人呢，就会用顺服来去达到神的工作。
You don't have to be brilliant.
你不需要很聪明。
You don't have to be a theologian.
你不需要很有学问，认识所有的神学。
You can be a little old lady like I am.
就像我这样一个老人家。
But you can still trust God.
我也很脆弱，可是我仍然有一个很坚固的信心。
And you can obey Him.
Okay, 而且我愿意顺服他。
He didn't say we had to give Him a lot of money.
神也没有说你一定要用给我很多钱。
He didn't put a lot of things on us.
他也没有说呢，你要用很多什么的。
He gave us two things. that was faith or trust and obey.
那么神唯一要的就是说，我们就是相信、顺服、相信、顺服。
So you see, as we walk along life, this is what we have to do as children of God.
这个人生的旅程就是这样，信靠顺服走。
We reach up in faith, believing.
一方面，你的信心是向着上面连接的。
And in doing that, we trust God.
另一方面
，whether we see it or not,
依靠神，不管你眼睛有没有眼。肉眼就没有看到。
And then whatever he has told us, we obey.
他要你怎么样，你就上面跟神连接，下面就能够在行为上行出来。
This is the essence of faith.
这个就是
along with obedience.
这个就是信心的真意哈，它真正的整个含义就是跟怎么样跟顺服这样子一起的。
And remember, without it, you can't please God.
那记得前面那句话。没有信心是没有办法。
Now, one of the things that Satan is going to work the hardest on is to break or to keep you from having faith.
那么在耶稣来的之前呢，魔鬼有一个诡计，就是要让你失去信心。
As soon as we get a little doubt, he puts his foot in.
只要你有一点点质疑，马上他就用你那个质疑给你扩展，
It's going to bring doubts,
去破坏你的信心，
which leads to fear.
那你质疑之后，你有害怕、恐惧
，which leads our failure.
然后后来你就在信心上就失败了。
That's why we need to trust God, and when we have a tendency of fear, call upon Him and say, "But I trust You, Lord."
那就是为什么我们一定要跟神呼求说，神啊，我愿意信靠你。
And how does all of this get strengthened? How does my faith get strengthened?
那我如何让我的信心能够越来越刚强呢？
By the word of God.
你一定要有神的话语。
If you don't keep yourself in and reading the word of God, you are going to be a very weak Christian and probably even one that may fall when it really matters.
如果你没有这种神话语的凭据，你没有装备神的话语的话，那么我们不要谈我们的信心可以建立的多刚强，
I have been stressing with my class, we've got to get into the word. Not just say, I'm going to do a chapter a day. Even you say three, what as good as it read to say, I'm going to read a chapter three, unless when you read it, you don't eat it. In other words, you don't take it in. You don't listen. You don't understand. You don't meditate on it.So we have to listen. We're in a battle.
那就是为什么我过去一直强调说，你一定要读圣经，不是只有读，而且你还要去默想，好像把它吃进去，成为你自己的。
Being a Christian is a new life.
因为呢，成为基督徒之后呢，我们的生活，什么的生命，是一个完全是崭新的一个过程。
And so we have to learn.
那我们会有征战。
How to keep that?
那你要怎么样持守你所？从神那里领受的那个权柄。
You are reading the word and our petitions to God.
你有神的话语，不是只有读哈，读几章，读完了多少，而是你真的是读进去了。
I trust you have a good week.
然后保守神的话。
That you get just a little stronger in God.
那我相信这个星期
我们会。That you let your faith reach out and say, Lord, I will believe.
我们会来实践哈，就把我们的信心。
I may not see it right away.
信心就用在那些你看不见。
But I am believing.
然后你就跟神说，神啊，我相信，我相信，而且呢，我愿意不但相信，我依靠，而且我愿意顺服。
Then you know you're pleasing God.
那这样的话，如果什么你都没有看到，你知道说至少神很高兴啊。因为我现在每一天让神很高兴，那是你的首要的一个渴慕。
We come before your presence thanking you.
天父，我们到你面前来感谢你。
What we can really trust you.
我们真的是愿意来信靠你。
That you have proven yourself down through history.
因为从过去到现在，你一直在显明你自己。
Help each one of us.
求你帮助每一位。
To get hold of our faith and strengthen it through your name.
那我们因为你的名的缘故，然
后
来持守我们的信心跟依靠跟顺服，奉耶稣的名祷告 ，Amen。
Thank you, sister.
Amen。好，我们请众师母带我们唱那首歌。
刚才妈咪的这个信息哈，很震撼我们，也很鼓励我们。我们来唱这首，也成为我们今天对妈咪的信息的一个回应哈。 在诸真道光中，我依旧诸同行，何等荣耀照亮我路程。只要遵主旨意，主肯与我同行，心靠顺服主必肯同行。心靠顺服，此外不能蒙福。只要得主里喜乐，只要心靠顺服，心靠顺服，心靠顺服，此外不能蒙福。若要得主里喜乐，只要心靠顺服。因为每个人都愿意跟神说，我愿意蒙福，同时我也愿意得神在主里的喜乐。愿神借着我们的信靠顺服，来让我们更品尝更多神的恩典和神的祝福。